USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. officially moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Michael Anton is a National Security Council spokesman. He explains what this move means to folks in the United States and Israel.
It's a recognition of a long-standing reality that, as you heard the president's remarks, the major buildings and operations of the Israeli government are in Jerusalem. For a long time, the United States denied that, or at least sort of held the polite fiction that we were agnostic as to whether the capital was in Jerusalem.
And only about 90 miles to the south, three of the 52 Palestinians reportedly killed ahead of the U.S. opening the embassy in Jerusalem were armed terrorists caught trying to plant a bomb near the Gaza border fence. That's according to Israel's military. And we're hearing that First Lady Melania Trump is resting comfortably tonight at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center after having a procedure done on one of her kidneys. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Earlier today in Israel, the U.S. Embassy officially moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Part of the U.S. contingent on hand was Jared Kushner. Kushner talked about what this move means to the United States and Israel.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to determine its own capital, the same right that is enjoyed by every other country in the world. In taking this action, the United States has also chosen to strengthen the bond between our two countries. Our special bond is the envy of nations throughout the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked President Trump for his courage.
President Trump, by recognizing history, you have made history. Today, the embassy of the most powerful nation on earth, our greatest ally, the United States of America, today its embassy opened here.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
As you went back to work today, did you dread your job? Did you dread your Monday morning? Well, John Tamney is an economist. He says it doesn't have to be that way. You are able to nowadays work as your passion, what you really enjoy and what your passion in life is. He gives one example and some tips on how you can do that.
Well, my advice is be optimistic, that to believe that you can't pursue your passion as a form of work is a very 20th century definition of work. If you look nowadays, people can quite literally make a career out of their love of video games. Video game players are very highly paid. At the high end, they earn millions of dollars a year, but the NBA just staged a draft for the NBA 2K League. Starting salary in this for video basketball game players will be $35,000 a year. You'll get a housing stipend. And my point in using that is that if you show me a hobby today, I can show you a remunerative profession associated with the hobby. It used to be that if you love football, it kind of ended at high school or maybe college. Nowadays, that's a very well-paid job. Even at the high school level, in the state of Georgia alone, there are 23 high school coaches who earn in the six figures. This is just in Georgia, and so it's a reminder that what we grew up loving more and more can be what we do for life.
Interesting advice there from John. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.